It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 31. I hope that everybody has had a great first month of the new year. I mean, I felt like it was kind of dragging, but now we're here. We're here in February, and guess what? It's time to say happy birthday to you, February 1st, babies. And it's your birthday book time. It's your time to shine. Okay, don't ask, all right? It's the coffee. Here we go.
Happy birthday.
February 1st people are blessed with so many talents that they often have difficulty in deciding which to concentrate on, a tendency that is complicated by the conflict between their heads and hearts. Indeed, these people have powerful perceptive qualities, as well as the inevitable ability to evaluate a situation quickly and formulate an appropriate course of action, often a humanitarian course motivated by their natural sense of justice and desire to effect improvement. Their gifts and disposition suit them for careers in politics or education, as well as the medical and other caring professions. But since they are sensitive and communicative, they may also find success in the arts, whichever area they decide to favor. However, these strong-willed people must be allowed to follow their own course. For if frustrated or forced to espouse a cause in which they do not believe, they will become obdurate and uncooperative. Their grounded and sensible intellectual approach does not mean that these people are dull and plodding. On the contrary, their empathetic and intuitive qualities can result in startlingly impulsive behavior. February 1st people are often extremely sensual and sociable, giving themselves over to the enjoyment of the good things in life with enthusiasm. These characteristics make them popular and attractive to others who are drawn to their company for the fun and excitement they generate. Children and less disciplined individuals may become carried away by their wayward impulses and propensity for self-indulgence, a predilection toward the extreme that should be curbed. Their virtues are multi-talented, tenacious, and charismatic. Their vices are stubborn, self-indulgent, and blunt. So once again, happy birthday, February 1st, baby, starting out the month, whoop whoop. And let's move on to stories.
This comes from Qbert21 on Reddit.
So this is something that happened to both my friend and me that we cannot explain. We went for a jog together a couple of evenings ago in our local park. As it's winter, it gets dark pretty early, so it was dark except for the streetlights. At the end of our run, we were walking back through the park when, across a small grassy area, on the path going parallel to us, we noticed some kind of floating, orb-like, shiny-looking thing. The two paths are maybe about 60 feet apart, and this object was floating, but still traveling forward. I think my friend and I noticed this thing together and stood looking at it for a few seconds. I was trying to figure out what the hell it could be when all of a sudden, my friend starts whistling and calling it over. He later explained that he thought it might have been a little dog, hence the whistling. At this point, it stopped traveling for a few seconds, changed direction, and started making its way toward us across the grass. As it was getting closer, it was morphing into different shapes. I can't really describe it, just random shapes. We both looked at each other, and then he said, Is that what I think it is? Referring to a ghost, I guess. I said, yeah. And we both just turned and ran as fast as we ever have away from it without looking back. After we got some distance away, we calmed down and just couldn't explain what had happened. We discussed it, and we both saw the exact same thing. Right now, we regret not actually staying to see what would have happened. But at that moment, I guess our primal instincts just kicked in and we legged it. If I was by myself, I would have 100% chalked it up to my imagination. But since we both saw it at the exact same time, I don't think it's my imagination. It might also be worth pointing out that the park is right beside an old graveyard. And that is where the entity was heading before my friend called it over. Any ideas? The fact that this person's friend called it over. I'm sorry, we would not be friends anymore. I'm just kidding. But for real, that's terrifying. I would freaking run too, but then kind of be like them and wish I would have stayed just to see like what would have happened. You know what I mean? I mean, what would you have done in this situation? For real, like, I think it could have been an entity just heading toward the graveyard. Like, I'm going back to my grave. Let's just move on to story two.
This comes from rtossedr on Reddit.
So, this all started about 3 weeks ago. I wasn't feeling well. So I was lying in bed about 11:15 a.m. I don't remember falling asleep, but all of a sudden, I woke up and checked the clock, which stated about 2:50 p.m. I then looked to the right of my bed and saw my boyfriend standing over the bed. I knew it couldn't be him since he travels to work early in the morning and wasn't off that day. Another reason I knew it couldn't be him was his face seemed off. He had an almost Photoshop blur over his face, similar to how Google censors people in its maps. And all I could see was two darkened, blurry indents where his eyes should have been. For some reason, though, through my fear, I screamed at him to hold my hand. At first, he refused, and then did so. I then woke up to an empty house, and the clock displaying 12:30 p.m. Since this, I've experienced footsteps around my home, and people calling my name in a mimic tone of my loved ones. I've also noticed darting figures in the corner of my eyes and at the end of my bed at night. What the hell did you see? Because that is totally not your boyfriend, and that is completely terrifying. I don't even know what I would have done. But I don't feel like I would have screamed at them to hold my hand. So it's really interesting that this person did. And I'm wondering if maybe because of that, now this entity is feeling kind of like secure and is like, all right, they held my hand. Let's go. We can haunt this house now. I mean, I don't know. I'm really good at making up the theories, so... Anyhow, if you have any ideas, let me know. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.